This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld a lower court ruling rejecting the Arkansas attempt to ban abortion after heartbeat. The legal thinking that prevailed among justices would likely have been that the Arkansas law was too much of an assault on Supreme Court precedent. But pro-life advocates argue that the will of the people via their elected representatives to protect life after heartbeat should have prevailed in court. Compare that with another Marist poll showing 77% of Americans, including 79% of women, 71% of self-identified pro-choice supporters, say that laws are able to protect both a mother and her unborn child. Only 1 in 6 disagree, but perhaps more stunning is that, again, over 80% of Americans think abortion should be restricted to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy. Pro-life groups are reminding pro-life advocates to spread the news in this vital election year. The next president will set the course of the Supreme Court for decades to come. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. Research from the U.S., Britain, Sweden, and Brazil shows remarkable promise for adult stem cells to treat MS. All hype aside, doctors, not drug companies, report being stunned by what they call remarkable patient improvements and even, again, their words, miraculous results. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.